And right now we are going to the phones where we are joined by Robia Scott.
She is a full-time minister. She's a speaker. She's an author of the book Counterfeit Comforts, Freedom from the Imposters That Keep You from the True Peace Purpose and Your True Peace Purpose and Passion. And she's also an actress featured in the new film Unplanned, the true story of Abby Johnson. And Robia plays her boss in that movie. Robia, welcome to the Wake Up Call Morning Show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for having you with us. And, you know, I was mentioning her story is pretty dramatic. Your story is pretty interesting, too. Not a whole lot of people can say, yeah, I got saved while I was starring on Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
It is true. It is true.
So tell us a little bit about your own story and your journey to faith.
Well, I saw the movie Flashdance when I was a young girl. Do you remember Flashdance?
I remember the movie. I've never seen it, but I remember it.
Many, many years ago. So I saw that movie, and I decided I was going to become a professional dancer. Got a big, huge perm and bought a bunch of leg warmers and also started taking dance classes. So I did. I became a dancer. I toured with Prince. After a few years, I started working professionally, and I toured with Prince for a couple years, which was tremendous. Transitioned into acting after that and did all sorts of TV shows like Beverly Hills 90210, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And it was during that time, as you stated, that I became a Christian. And I stayed in entertainment just for a little bit. You know, I was going on some auditions, but as I was growing in the Lord, everything I was auditioning for just felt like a conflict. And very quickly, I just had a sense that, you know, the gifting for that I'd been using for artistry, the gift of communication and expression, God was transitioning from ministry. So I really just walked away from Hollywood, from a 20-year career in Hollywood, jumped into full-time ministry, which is what I'd been doing for 15-plus years, never had any intention of going back to Hollywood, and now all of a sudden, God just pulled me back in, and I'm starring in this film.
And it is, by all accounts, a powerful film. I know they're having there's a private screening tonight, I know, for media, members of the media tonight, and then it's going to be coming to Toledo very shortly. So I know it's the reviews and the previews we've read, just a powerful film. And I know, I mean, Abby is a powerful person, and her story is a powerful story. So what, I mean, how did you contact them? Did they contact you about the film? How did you get involved?
It was through just a random, only God could have orchestrated this series of events. I was actually on a talk show for my book, Counterfeit Comforts. I met a woman, I randomly met her. She happened to know Chuck and Carrie, the writer-producers of Unplanned, and she mentioned me, meeting me to them, and they looked me up, they Googled me, and they wanted to meet me. So we coordinated, we had a coffee, they shared with me about the movie, and a week or two later, they called me in to audition for the part, and then a few weeks after that, they hired me, and I was off in Oklahoma on location shooting and back on the big screen after a 15-year hiatus.
Now, tell us about the character that you play.
Well, I play the head of Planned Parenthood. I play Abby Johnson's boss and mentor who grooms her and, you know, rises her up in the corporation, in the Planned Parenthood Corporation.
So you're the bad guy.
Yes, I'm the one that you love to hate. It is true, but it's an important role in the movie. And people are quite surprised when they find out that not only am I a believer, but I'm a minister. Because you don't get that feel when you see the movie. You don't get that sense that there's an anointing. And I pray for people.
Well, and obviously, I mean, as an actor, that's what you do. You embody characters that are different than you. So is it, but when you're playing someone who is in many ways, I'm sure, at least in their viewpoints, kind of polar opposite of you, how do you approach that as an actor to embrace that kind of role?
Well, for me, I just wanted to tune into the drive of the character. You know, I understand that drive and that passion. You know, mine is a little bit different in terms of ministry and in terms of helping people. But I tuned into that drive and then also just really that desire to win, to succeed at all costs, and really kind of try to turn that up to 100. And then I took the compassion and turned that down to 0. And that's where she lives.
Tell us about some of the other characters in the film and who plays them.
Oh, well, this is a tremendous movie, and the listeners must know that it's a true story. And if you don't know who Abby Johnson is, you know, look her up. She's a powerhouse. She was recruited off of her college campus by Planned Parenthood with that propaganda that we hear, women's empowerment, you know, women's health care, women's rights. And she was a Christian girl in a pro-life family and just, you know, bought the rhetoric. And, you know, before she knew college, she found herself in the clinic, and she was there for 8 years and oversaw about 22,000 abortions until she actually had an eye-opening experience and God showed her what she was doing. And now she's a radical pro-lifer. And it's a beautiful story. Sometimes people say, oh, I'm scared to see it. And I want people to know it's not a documentary. It's a real life, you know, movie. It's intense, but it's also hopeful and inspiring. And it really runs the gamut of emotions. And Ashley Brasher plays Abby, and she's fantastic. I have to say, the acting in the movie, if I do say so myself, is quite good by everyone across the board. And yes, it's an impactful story.
And I know, and Abby mentioned this when she was in town talking about it, kind of pulling back the cover of what Planned Parenthood presents themselves to be in the public and then what they are truly, you know, behind closed doors. And it kind of pulls back the veil a little bit on that.
Exactly. And that's why I was so interested in doing the movie. You know, being a minister, I'm a lover of truth because, as we know, it's the truth that makes people free.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I understood a little bit about Planned Parenthood and about this whole issue. But obviously, when I jumped into the role, I've researched it much more in depth. And it's interesting when you realize that much of the population and even the Christian population doesn't fully understand who Planned Parenthood is, because they have done a wonderful job at, you know, programming us through television programming us to believe what they want us to believe. And, you know, many people don't realize that at Planned Parenthood, you literally cannot plan your parenthood. You cannot go in there and receive any prenatal care. When you go in, you do not see your ultrasound because it's very purposeful. They do not want you to have an emotional connection and actually see your baby. So when you go to a Planned Parenthood, it's not a women's right situation. It's not, let me help you make the best decision for you. It really is only one decision. They're not talking about abortion. They're not talking about how you can keep your baby and become a parent. They're not supporting you in that. They're really leading you towards abortion. And it's not 3% of what they do. It's mostly what they do.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's how they make their money, and, you know, that's what they do. And a lot of people, again, don't realize where they got started and how they came about in terms of, and I know this is strong, but, you know, their motive was really to eliminate, you know, the African-American race.
Yeah. I mean, Margaret Sanger was a notorious racist.
Yes. Yes, she was. And, you know, and they target certain cities and cultures and, you know, the African-American culture and the Latino culture and then the college campuses that, you know, they target the vulnerable kids when they're too young to, you know, fully understand what's going on. So this film is really going to let teenagers, college kids, grown-ups, all different, you know, Caucasian, African-American, everyone get a very good look at what Planned Parenthood is doing, what abortion really is. And I think it's just going to be an incredible conversation starter. I believe a culture shifter. And I'm excited to see how God's going to use this film to really open the eyes and to educate people.
Now, the critics are probably going to say it's propaganda, it's all lies, but this is actually what happened. The things that Abby said, that's what she was told, that's what she did, that's what they said. All this is truth. This is from her firsthand experiences in being in Planned Parenthood, correct?
That's what's so beautiful about this story. It wasn't a couple directors saying, hey, we're just going to try to push our, you know, opinion and point a finger and try to have a nice little message and tell everybody who's right and who's wrong. It's none of that. It's a true story that is taken pretty much verbatim from her book.
And I know that concerns over the protests and possible people picketing and things like that, you guys actually had to film in secret.
We did. We were undercover. We were not allowed to tell anyone where we were. I mean, except obviously, you know, the closest family, my husband knew where I was, but we couldn't post on social media what city we were in. We were actually working under a different name. We didn't have the name Unplanned because we didn't want anyone local to, you know, look it up and to make the connection. So yes, we did try to keep it under wraps and it went off smoothly. We had no issues filming and we haven't really had that many issues yet. It's been all over the country doing private screenings, and the feedback is tremendous. I mean, honestly, people are blown away by the film. I want to state again, it's not, you know, kind of a cheesy, like Christian-y little movie. It's a beautiful, it's a great story. It's well shot. It's the same writer directors of God's Not Dead. It's a lot of the same producers who were on I Can Only Imagine. And so it's that kind of quality. If you just recently saw, you know, I Can Only Imagine in the last year or so when it was out, it's a real movie. that has a great story, and it's extraordinary. And we'll see what happens when it comes out.
And because it's a true perspective of what goes on in Planned Parenthood Clinic, and for other reasons, it is rated R, correct?
It is rated R, yes. It probably should have been rated PG-13. You know, there's maybe a little bit of an attempt to block there, but I think that God has his hand so strongly on this film that really everything that comes at us just really works in our favor. So it's gotten us a lot of press that it's an R-rated movie. Really, it has no sexuality. It has no nudity. It has no foul language. And those are the things that usually R rating is based on. Held on to was that there were a couple scenes that are strong scenes. And they said because of the, you know, what they deemed as violent. So they actually are saying abortion is a violent act, which is an admission in itself.
Yeah.
But, you know, for us, we're stating that R does not mean you want to stay away, that R is really for recommended, R is for relevant, R is for real. And, you know, in this case, church leaders, parents, this is the kind of imagery that you don't want to protect your children from. This is the kind of truth that you do want your teenagers to see. And the irony is, in many places around the country, 13, 14, 15-year-olds can go get an abortion without parental consent, but now cannot see Unplanned, this film about abortion, without parental consent.
Yeah. So the kids will be excited. They get to go to see an R movie.
Yeah, see, God knows what he's doing, because the kids love to, you know, be a bit rebellious and go see an R movie. And this is one that is actually going to really change their lives, impact them for the positive and not for the negative.
So when you were filming in secret, and if people walked up to ask you what you were filming, did you tell them, oh, we're filming Shazam or Wonder Park?
You know, I had to, yes, we were not really allowed to share with them. We had to, it made it interesting because everyone knew in the town that we were, you know, undercover doing a top secret project.
They're working for the government.
Yes, exactly.
We're talking with Robia Scott. She is featured in the new film Unplanned, coming out this Thursday. And so this weekend, and again, we encourage you to go. I know, don't let that R rating scare you.
Yes.
It's not R for any of the normal reasons that it will be an R rating. And go and check out this film. Support this film. This is an important movie. I think along with Gosnell, which came out last year, these two movies, I don't think it's, you know, by accident that they're coming out at this time. In fact, Roby, we were talking with one of the producers a couple weeks ago, and they said that they, you know, when Abby's book first came out, they were like, we need to make this a movie. And they said God just kept delaying it and delaying it and delaying it. They're like, why can't we get this movie made? But they really believe God timed it just for this particular time.
That is true. They had the rights to Unplanned, Abby's book, for 6 years. And every time they went forward with production, they're men of God, they're praying men, the Lord said, not yet. So they put it on the back burner, and they did another project. And then they came back to it a year later and started moving forward. And they kept getting that check in their spirit. And then the Lord said, nope, not yet. And they put it aside again. And they wondered, what is going on here? Why is the Lord not allowing us to make this movie? And then finally, last year, they were released, and we made the film. But I just think it's so tremendous how just God knows his timing is extraordinary. Had this film come out 3 or 4 years ago, it would have been impactful. But now, for it to come out now, this week, with what has happened, even when we were filming the movie, our culture did not look like it looks now with the bills that are being passed and, you know, the Senate and everything that's going on. So I believe that this film is a tool. It's a weapon of love and truth in God's hands. And it's it really has the opportunity to awaken our culture and really shift things. That's what's so exciting. It's so much more than a movie. It really is. It has the potential to get a movement started.
We're talking with Robia Scott. Once again, the film is Unplanned. Robia, if folks want to find out more information about the movie, how do they do so?
They can go to unplanned.com. They can plug their zip code in and find out exactly where the movie is playing around them. Everything they need to know will be right there on the website. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at Unplanned. And you can also find me there. RobiaScott.com is my website. And I'm also on Instagram and Facebook. So that you can find Abby. You can follow Abby Johnson. You know, play around online and you can connect with all of us.
Excellent. Well, we appreciate you connecting with us this morning.
Yes,
we really
thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for this conversation and for supporting the film. I really appreciate it.